The Seattle Mariners recently completed the best April in Major League history. After losing superstars Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez in the past 2 years, the team was hardly expected to do so well. But a new Mariner star is emerging. His name is Ichiro Suzuki, and he likes to be known by just his first name. Some Japanese pitchers have done very well here, but Ichiro is the first position player to be signed by an American big league team. In addition to his value on the field, Ichiro is paying huge dividends off the field for the Mariners and for Major League Baseball. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle's Safeco Field.
Leading off for the Mariners, right fielder Ichiro.
The buzz is in the air even before Ichiro emerges from the dugout, and when he does, the excitement is palpable. Fans and players alike know that this is a man who makes things happen. He doesn't disappoint. On this particular evening, he leads off the first inning with a line drive single. He moves to second on a sacrifice, and just like that, a player with blazing speed is in scoring position. Fans such as Charles Clanton like the way that Ichiro gets on base, the way he climbs the right field wall to rob batters of extra base hits, the way he snares line drives and then fires strikes to the infield for double plays.
I think he's awesome. I mean, he just does everything. He just hits every single time he's up, and he's just fast. He's blazing fast.
He's really cool, and he's a really good player.
And do you consider yourselves baseball fans or not really?
No.
But you came anyway.
Watch Ichiro.
Yuka and Mao, who gave just their first names, came down from Vancouver, Canada just for the day. So did Tokyo resident Kaijo, who postponed his flight home.
At the border between Canada and the United States, we say that we're going to go to Seattle to see the baseball game. Then they say that, are you going to see the Ichiro?
Another at bat. Another single for the Mariner right fielder.
Ichiro inching away from the bag at first. And now to Valdez, peek over there. The 2-0 pitch, there he goes. It pitches high, throw through the second base by Molina, not in time.
That hit and stolen base spark the rally that puts the Mariners ahead of the Anaheim Angels for good. Already this season, the 27-year-old Ichiro had a 15-game hitting streak, and his batting average is well above 300. Mariner Vice President Randy Adamack.
Our scouting department covers the Pacific Rim, Australia, into Europe, Latin American countries, all the way into South America. So it's a worldwide game, and talent is where you find it.
The Mariners paid $13.1 million to Ichiro's Japanese team just for the right to negotiate for their star player. And then the Mariners signed Ichiro to a 3-year contract valued at about $15 million. The investment is paying off handsomely. The Mariners are the first American team to have all their home games broadcast on Japanese television, often in prime time. And while Major League Baseball, not the Mariners, benefit directly from the TV revenue, the Mariners are getting incredible exposure. The Japanese love their sports heroes and will go anywhere to see them. And that means plane loads full of Japanese tourists bound for Seattle. Already, tour groups have purchased large blocks of tickets for more than half the team's home games.
One of the stops now on the Seattle City Tour is Safeco Field.
Mariners executive Kevin Martinez.
And we'll see a lot of our visitors from Japan come into the Mariners team store and spend about 20 minutes.
It doesn't take long to spend a bundle.
187.14.
What's the biggest seller this evening?
Be the Ichiro Beanie Babies.
Ichiro Beanie Babies?
Yes, Beanie Babies with Ichiro's name on the back.
There are also Ichiro t-shirts, mouse pads, photographs, autographed balls, and more. And it's not just the Japanese tourists who are buying. Seattle area residents are snatching up the merchandise as well. In the right field bleachers, 10-year-old Keegan is sporting an Ichiro t-shirt. His mother, Debbie Nagasawa, says it's wonderful to have ethnic diversity, including Asians, on the playing field.
As a mother of two sons, it's an opportunity for my children to think it's quite possible for them to aspire to be a professional sports person as well.
Is that something new? I mean, is that something that 5 years ago or 10 years ago wouldn't have been?
Yeah, I would say so, for us anyways here.
Look around the ballpark and you'll see other signs of Asian influence. In addition to hot dogs and pizza, there are bento boxes, sushi, and Japanese beer. Behind home plate, there are advertising messages in Japanese. The team has a new corporate sponsor, Nissan, and an increased commitment from Nintendo, whose Japanese chief executive is the team's majority owner. Add up Ichiro-inspired advertising revenues, licensing agreements, tourist dollars, ticket and retail sales, and you come up with a very large number, says Rick Burton, a sports marketing expert at the University of Oregon's Business School.
I would not be surprised if his economic impact just in the short term is $100 million or more, and that if in the long term, if Japan is really able to embrace baseball being played in the United States, that he could be the front end of a billion-dollar wave of revenue. It's not beyond logic.
If the lords of Major League Baseball were smart, Burton continues, they would no longer think of baseball as the American pastime, but as a global one. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.